Well, let's stay in Washington now, because as Congress scrambles to find a fix for DACA, a federal judge in San Francisco has weighed in now. Judge William Aslip issued a nationwide injunction against the Trump administration's plan to roll back protections for 800,000 young people who came to the country illegally when they were children. The decision sows a new wrinkle into the fight in Congress over DACA and whether a fix will include money for the president's border wall. For more, Leon Fresco, immigration attorney and former deputy assistant attorney general at the Justice Department. Leon, great to have you back.
Great to be here.
So the president's decision to end the DACA program in March is what set Congress on this course of trying to find an immigration deal. Now the federal judge in San Francisco says, President Trump, you can't end the program this way. Why not?
Well, so what the court ruled was that if an agency is going to take an action, that action has to be in conformance with the law. And so what the court did is it took a very narrow focus on the specific reason in the text that was given for ending the DACA program, which is that in the text it said the DACA program is illegal. And the court took issue with that and said the DACA program is not illegal because there have been numerous instances of programmatic issuances of deferred action, meaning that groups in the past on a handful of occasions have been given deferred action, have had their deportation delayed. And so they could not say that it was illegal to have a program like DACA. And because that is a flawed legal conclusion in the court's mind, the agency couldn't take the action based on that flawed legal conclusion. They would have had to issue guidance which said, we think DACA is a bad policy, and so we're discontinuing it because we think it's a bad policy. But because that wasn't in the document, then the court said, if the only reason you're rescinding it is because it's illegal, well, that is flawed because it's not illegal.
Well, it's a nationwide injunction for now, Leon. What does this mean for DACA recipients? Is it a true reprieve?
Well, here's what's interesting about this. If the Ninth Circuit follows the same tact as the Fifth Circuit did in 2014 when the DAPA program was enjoined, the Ninth Circuit could decide to hold an appeal for quite a long time so that the Supreme Court's term, which ends in June, they don't get to hear this case in this term, such that this could potentially be an injunction that takes the DACA program all the way into potentially May of 2019 with people being able to have DACA status. Now, whether people will want to come forward and reapply for DACA status is an interesting question, although the Trump administration already has their information. So it doesn't seem like there would be a significant risk in reapplying. But it is potentially, depending on how much the Ninth Circuit wants to slow walk a decision on appeal, this could be a potentially lengthy injunction.
Well, Leon, if I know anything about Congress, it's that lawmakers love any excuse for delay and not to make some tough decisions. Is that what this is going to wind up being, an excuse to not make a DACA deal, even though the president and members of Congress were talking about it so publicly yesterday?
I mean, potentially it could be. What I think might happen is that the government funding will carry from funding bill to funding bill, something that says you can't deport DACA kids without any sort of larger trade. And it will keep sort of punting the issue until they can come up with a larger trade, which may or may not happen.
A federal judge in San Francisco throws a big wrinkle into the debate in Washington over DACA recipients, 800,000 of them, and a potential deal of whether keeping them in the country has to be tied to billions of dollars for the president's border wall. This is a decision that could extend months, possibly even years, says Leon Fresco, former deputy assistant attorney general at the Justice Department. Leon, always great to have you.
Thank you. Great to be on the show.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.